Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. I hope everybody out there is doing okay, and I do want to say I really hope you enjoyed last week with Sean and the By Faith Bible Study. Make sure you jump on Facebook, follow the group By Faith with a period. Follow that group, join, be part of the conversation, ask questions. It's just a way for us all to grow together. Just be a part. I am going to apologize a little bit ahead of time. I'm a little under the weather, a little sick this week. Just a cough and nonstop congestion. So if you hear a little something like that, I apologize, but I'm going to try to edit as much of that out as I can. But this week, I do want to talk about something that God's been putting on my heart pretty hard. And I know that when God's pushing something at you, and then you start having obstacles like being sick or other things that, you know, it's something you have to do. You have to push through. You always have to persevere. So this week I want to talk about your moral compass. I know it's such a cliche term. We've heard it in a lot of different ways, but I want to break it down a little bit first. I want to give you a little history of what a compass is. And most people know a compass pretty well. Maybe not the newest generation because, you know, GPS and cell phones and technology have taken all that away. But even when I was a kid, when we go to camp, they would teach us, and I can't even remember the name of what it was called, but it was some type of navigating, using a compass through the woods and finding these set waypoints. And they taught us how to do those things using a compass. This is something that's been used for thousands of years, and it's still a technology we have today, which I think is pretty cool. But just a little bit of the Google definition, or I should say history, the Google history of the original magnetic compass. It was invented in China during the Han Dynasty, which lasted from 206 BC to the 2nd century CE AD. The earliest compasses were spoon-shaped and made of lodestone, a naturally magnetized iron ore. The compass was originally used for divination, such as in geomancy and fangshi, rather than navigation. The Chinese adopted the compass for navigation during the Song Dynasty in the 11th century. In Western Europe and the Islamic world, the compass first was used around 1190. Now, the compass gave them direction. It helped them know where to go. It would always pointed towards that magnetic north so you could navigate, you know, the sea. You could navigate and know where you're going so as not to get lost. Now, when we go into the terminology of a moral compass, a Google dictionary definition says, and I actually really love this, which is not always the case with that, but the term moral compass says it is used in reference to a person's ability to judge what is right and wrong and act accordingly. A person's ability to judge what is right and wrong and act accordingly. All right. Now, as Christians, our morals come from the Word of God. Our magnetic north should be God. It should be God's Word. It should be what points us, what drives us in the right direction. It should be what is our guiding light. It should give us direction, point us towards who God is, and we should use it for navigating our lives to make the best decisions based on our morals that we receive from God's Word, right? Now, when our moral compass is not led by God's word, it will skew what we see as right and wrong. And as I said before, based on the definition, we'll act accordingly to where our moral compass is now pointing. Now, the big question is, if God is not at the center of our lives, then what is? What do we have our magnetic north set on? What is our focus on? What are we navigating our life by? Have we replaced him with worldly desires? Have we softened to sin and conformed to this world? Romans 12:22, be not conformed to this world. I tell you, I see that more and more and more in everything that's around us. The spiritual warfare is real, and it's meant to skew your moral compass. It's meant to blur the edge of what is right and what is wrong. Just think about Adam and Eve in the garden. Satan did not deny God. He did not deny who God was. He just kind of blurred the line between what's right and what's wrong and made something appealing. Isn't that what the world does to us all the time? Every time that we bend to the world rather than to God's word, we're eating that apple all over again. Every time we're no better than anybody else. Every time we are allowing our moral compass to shift further and further. Everything we let in by way of TV, reading, social media, and other worldly things affect us. They become part of us. For example, if you're around people who cuss nonstop, chances are you'll let your guard down and participate. If you open yourself to sexual content on TV or online, it can alter or mutate your desires or how you treat people. If you are around certain addictions, it can open a door that you will fall into and it will consume you. Because our moral compass isn't pointing the right direction. It's not focused on God. Those lines have blurred. We've let the world dictate our actions. We've acted according to our moral compass. Now, it's not all doom and gloom. Because God can pull you back to him. You aren't too far gone for God. I'm a perfect example. I have strayed so far away in my past. I've had I ran from God as far as I could. I was in the mode of Jonah, where wherever God was, I was going the opposite direction. I didn't have a gigantic fish swallow me, but I had evil, hatred, anger swallow me. And it controlled my life. My moral compass was skewed, and it changed everything about me for years. But God saw fit to bring me back. God said, I'm not done with you. And he's not done with you either. He needs you. He wants you. He wants you to be part of his plan. He wants you to be with him. He wants your moral compass to point towards him. Our moral compass can be reset if we focus on the creator of the universe. Put God back in the center. Remember the sacrifice Jesus made. He did that for you. I'm talking to you. He did that for you. He knew you even in those times. He knew you. And when he says that he knew that the hairs on your head and all these different things, he knew you while you were in the womb. He knew you. He did all these things for you. We need to focus on him. He's given us the gift of life. He's given us the gift of everlasting life. He's given us the gift of his word. Man, I've never, ever will be able to repay anything. You know, there's that song Gratitude. It's a Christian song, and it's one that just resonates with me so much. Because one of the words, or part of the words, say, you know, I have nothing else fit for a king except for a hallelujah. So I lift up my hands and praise him again and again. Because guess what? God doesn't. He doesn't. He's so much bigger. He's so much greater. What can I possibly give him other than everything I have? Other than my worship, my praise. Focus on him. Turn back to God. And keep him at the center of your moral compass. Keep fixated. Do not let the world blur the lines for you. Always keep the main thing the main thing. And keep on digging, everybody.